Oh, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Gunsmith Show. Very special edition. We're welcoming back Gunsmith number two, or number one. They fight about that.
I'll take number two. It's okay.
All right. Okay.
I love it.
We got Jacob in the house. Going to be a great show. We're going to have an MCRGO report for you, looking at some of the legislation pending here in the state of Michigan. But this segment brought to you by Diamond Jim's Tire and Automotive.
That's right. And Jacob, you're due, aren't you?
I'm due. I need to go. I've got some time off of work, so I need to go get some tires and have them just look at it. You know, the car's pulling to the right, so we'll have to just wait and see what happens with it. And I trust him for some tires. I already talked to him about it before. The biggest thing is just getting there, right?
I've got your new kidney, though, so you can't even drive right now.
I can't drive, so I'll have to have my wife drive the car over there.
Several weeks of no driving at this point.
Yeah, I've got four or five more weeks of why I'm not allowed to drive.
It was the funniest look on that doctor's face when you asked him, all right, I can't drive, but how soon can I shoot? Come on, man. We got to talk about important things here, Doc.
I can't drive, and my career at Spirit Airlines is over, so what's the next step? I guess I just...
Ran it right into the ground, you did.
I had plans to fly tomorrow, but okay. Well. So, Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto Service Center, Dort Highway in Flint, just south of Bristol. Give them a call to schedule your tires at 810-743-4210.
That's right. And you can always link to them right on our website, which is thegss.com. It makes it very, very easy like that, because you can, right there as you're on our website, and remember, frequent it. It helps. You can link right to those, our sponsors, and that's the easiest way. And you can also send us emails there at shooter@thegss.com.
Yes.
So we appreciate it. And we're going to start to upgrade a little bit again as we get through this kidney transformation for Jacob, where Jacob had a new kidney on 2 weeks ago today.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks.
Yep, 2 weeks ago today. So
I'm feeling good enough to get out and about, masking up. I can't be around.
Yeah, if we sounded muffled in the beginning, it's because we all had masks on. And we just slipped them off now that we've got the studio all sanitized here on Saturday morning. And not many people here on a Saturday, so it works out pretty good in the studio. So it works out pretty darn good. But we appreciate Dano, as always. Dan Foley, you know, our seize the deal God, helps us out every single week. So, and most time he's doing a show with me, but now we got Jake back for now.
That's right.
So, very thankful. A lot to be thankful for here on May 9th. Jake. This MCRGO report this week, we've been constantly talking about the legislation changes and upgrades, and it's getting a little funky. You know, there's a lot going on with the news. You're hearing all these reports all over the place of all these states that are throwing in these crazy enacted laws and totally against your rights. But there's no regard for your rights anymore. And that's the sad part. It's just no regard whatsoever for your gun rights. They just act as if they don't even, it's not even important because it doesn't fit their agenda. So there's a good battle brewing out there. So let's hear what you got to say.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of new info coming out. And like you said, states, Virginia's got stuff with that new governor they're trying to push through. So Minnesota this week, the Minnesota Senate passed a gun violence package that includes bans on assault weapons, you know, the classic government phrase, assault weapon,
yeah,
and high-capacity magazines. Now, the Minnesota House still has to vote on it. And according to people in the House in Minnesota, they said it's never going to pass. So it sounds like the Minnesota House has a little more pro-gun people than the Senate does.
Let's
hope so for the people of Minnesota. We should see what happens. But here in Michigan, where we are at and care more about, MCRGO has issued a legislative action alert regarding two Senate bills, Senate Bill 853 and 854. Now, remember, in Michigan, the Senate is a democratically controlled unit. The House has a Republican majority. So it's very split. And typically, when something passes through the Senate, it doesn't pass through the House.
Right.
And then vice versa. If it passes through the House, it's dead in the Senate. So it's a stalemate. That's classic Michigan politics.
Right, right.
But in the Senate, there's two bills, 853 and 854.
Yeah. They're
currently being considered by the Judiciary Committee. 853 would create a state-level licensing framework for anyone engaged in the retail sale of firearms in Michigan. So this is basically creating a completely separate state-ran records division, superseding the word. Anyways, going side by side with the federal FFL laws.
The ATF stuff.
The ATF stuff.
Yep.
So you basically have to fill out more forms, and we know how well the state runs things. So you would be trusting the state to handle a whole separate other true registration package.
It could be a whole nother way to deny ownership of guns, too.
Correct.
And that's the problem. Everything's going real good with the ATF right now. We finally have somebody in there running ATF that is pro-gun instead of put an anti... It would be like saying putting an anti-hunter in charge of hunting in America. It'd be like putting a person that was anti-car, anti-gas motor car in charge of the automotive department, which is basically what happened for 4 years. And that's why the electric cars went nuts. And now, yeah, there's some electric cars out there, but it's not going to take over everything, you know, the mandatory fuel requirements and everything. So it's a lot like that with this.
Yep.
It is upsetting. But there's more. So we'll see how it all plays out here. But it is a legislative action alert, meaning get a hold of your congresspeople and let them know how you feel about these. And do we need more? I don't know how we do. The federal government's been doing it for a long, long time and very strict about it. Plus, we don't want there's regulations on how many people know what you have. We don't want everybody knowing what you have.
And I think, wasn't it California years ago? I want to say it was California where they released the list of gun owners.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah,
they sued them for it.
That was like 10 years ago.
So you would know, Frank on the corner has 12 guns.
Yeah. My buddy Jerry in Sacramento was worried about that.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. So now you got SB 854 to talk about too.
Yeah, so 854 would require video surveillance with adequate lighting in any area of the premises where customers have access to that can capture facial features. So any gun store, so let's say Williams.
Yeah.
Would require them to have cameras looking at the gun counter, looking at the checkout counter, which a lot of stores do before for the sake of security.
Right, right.
However, this would require the videos to be maintained for no less than 6 years and to be readily accessible for inspection by federal, state, or local law enforcement on request.
Wow.
Currently, now, what's unique about this, you know, if you want to, I'm not doing anything wrong. If you want to record me buying a gun, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what? I think that's one of the things that, it should be up to the store if they want to record, because it could also be used for security purposes.
I mean, they could get by with taking a picture of the person buying the gun and logging it in too.
Yeah.
But it's for their, and only if the police need to see it, you know.
So one of the big things about this is the time frame, the 6 years.
Yeah.
Think about it. How many people buy a gun in a store? And I'll say, you know, let's think of this. You got gun shops, Williams, even big things like the Cabela's down in Dundee or Bass Pro Shops.
Yeah.
People buy a lot of guns there, too.
Oh, sure they do.
That's a just think
what
of that.
About the people running a raffle that buy 25?
Right.
You know, and they have all those people come through.
So you've got a tremendous amount of data, right? What is interesting about this is they're asking for no less than 6 years. Currently, California has a rule like this, and it's a 1 year limit.
Yeah.
So we're going for 5 years more than California, one of the most extreme states, right? Yeah. Illinois has a 90 day request for that footage. So it's interesting how we're going to such an extreme. Now, the biggest thing, like we said before, these are both Senate bills.
Yes.
The House says it's never going to pass the House.
Right. Right.
And while that's true, it still means there's enough anti-gun legislators in our U.S. and our state Senate to put things like this through.
Well, and what worries me is a lot like when the Biden administration emptied the bank accounts they gave away all the money in the end of their term, how Gretchen Whitmer is going to handle leaving as our governor. And how many things is she going to force through as an executive order? So that's because she is as anti-gun as you can be.
But she's protected by guns.
Yeah, every day.
Every anti-gun politician is protected by guns. Yep. Anybody notice that? Their families are protected by guns.
And we all work and work and work and pray that we have enough money to survive on, and they get their pensions for the rest of their lives. Yep. So there's a lot of nonsense going on.
So on the polar opposite, again, other bills that will never make it far. And this is why, as much as I appreciate people saying, "Oh my gosh, there's a pro-gun bill in the Michigan House."
Yeah.
Yeah, it's dead on arrival.
Well,
it's never going further, right? So there's two House bills. House Bill 5388 would allow for the civilian use of tear gas. It's passed through the House. Now, okay. I don't know what I don't really know.
Well, it's a non-lethal way to disperse a crowd.
It is
attacking you or something. You know, if you use bear spray or something.
I don't even know where you would maybe bear spray. But like, where are you buying tear gas?
Well, bear spray is available, but you can also have which would be probably decent for wolves. You know, if I lived in the UP,
yeah,
I don't even want to go to the UP because of the stupid rules about wolves.
Well, you saw the report about how.
I don't.
Isle Royale. Well, the moose population's declining, and they don't know why. Are you stupid?
Yeah, no kidding. gee, when you put a predator out there, it's going to eat them. It's like, why are people not swimming?
Well, there's sharks in the water. That's so weird. Yeah. So the other one that I think is interesting, and people forget about this in Michigan, is we have a rule, a law, about the size of a knife you can legally carry.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
You know? So House Bill 5515 relaxed the knife prohibitions. It's passed through, and it would allow you to carry a blade up to 6 inches.
Wow. It's a big knife.
It's a big knife.
And we've always had it, I think it was 3 1/4 inches, I think is what the length of the blade.
I believe 3 1/4, I think is what it is.
It used to be you just set it across the palm of your palm, and if it was longer than your palm, it was too big to carry. You know, unless you're hunting.
Yeah.
If you're out hunting, it's different. But for a straight bladed buck or something, you know, or a big Western knife or something.
If you're getting marbles or whatever.
Yeah. So, and you know, how many times has it caught people up? I know my brother used to work maximum security prisons, and he said that one of the guys got into a bar fight, but he had a knife on him, and he ended up getting a 10 years added to his sentence down in Missouri because he had a 4-inch bladed knife on him.
Really?
Yeah. And he said, I don't know how true it is or how bad it is. You scared me, Dan. Dan just appeared next to me. You're very, very sneaky. So anyways, you tell me what you think of that knife bill. That's
amazing. Yeah. And honestly, I mean, most people, I see the videos on Facebook of the, you know, what am I carrying today and stuff like that. And it shows, you know, this knife and this. It's like, well, yeah, I mean, you can carry the knives, but honestly, an old-fashioned pocket knife, you stick with your old-timer folding pocket knife, the sod busters, you know, stuff like that, you're safe. And, I never want to push the rules, but I've never had a reason to carry a 6-inch blade in my pocket every day.
Yeah.
Unless you're wrangling crocodiles.
Yeah.
Yeah, since, and that's, you know.
You don't live in Florida anymore, so you're all right.
No, I mean, it's just like, it frees up some stuff, but all right. Anyways.
Well, thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed that segment. Dano?
More coming after this. It's the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.